With Veterans Day right around the corner, we put extra focus on our service members, our veterans. One special event's happening tomorrow night in Ann Arbor. Michigan vets on stage sharing their stories from World War II, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Iraq, and more. One of the veterans is here with us now. Tyrone Chapman served in the Vietnam War after joining the Army in Detroit when he was 17 years old. These days, he's the CEO of the Michigan Veterans Foundation in Detroit. Tyrone, welcome.
It's great to be with you. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Tyrone, take us back to 1972. You come home to Detroit from serving in Vietnam. What was your experience like?
Well, it wasn't a very pleasant one. Certainly being greeted at the airport, having arrived back home, you know, being protested against and being called names and people saying things that, you know, didn't make me feel very good. Shell shock. Boozers, you guys lost a war when nothing could be further from the truth. We didn't lose that war. And when I came home to the city of Detroit in August, it was extremely hot. And the only thing I wanted to do is get out of that airport and get home to my family.
It's such a different welcome than the vets of World War II and Korea got.
Yeah, it was less than a hero's welcome. Of course, it was an unpopular war. And there was a lot of turbulence that was taking place, you know, in America at the time, a lot of civil unrest, et cetera. And I guess for the most part, people had to place the blame on someone. So they figured we may as well place it on those guys who were over there fighting. So.
And Tyrone, how is the African-American Vietnam vet experience different from that of your white brothers and sisters who served in Vietnam?
Well, I grew up on the east side of Detroit in poverty, so among drugs, et cetera. So joining the military was my way of getting out. But getting into the military and us realizing that we're all brothers of the same cloth, we were just fine with that because we knew we all bled the same color. But for me as an African-American coming home, not just to some of the racist things that were being said to me by white Americans, but then also black Americans were saying things like, oh, you went away to fight that white man's war. You're stupid. Why did you do that? Which in some cases led to a couple bar fights. And so, yeah, it wasn't a pleasant experience on either side of the fence with regard to that.
And now you serve as head of the Michigan Veterans Foundation. What is the mission of this group?
Well, our mission is to take care of those who've taken care of this great nation. It's very simple. We help those veterans who need to regain their stability, either from post-traumatic stress disorder, combat-related stress, in some cases, chronic homelessness, substance abuse, alcoholism. And, you know, we have a facility in Detroit called the Pentagon. We have approximately 104 veterans who are under our care. They're here for 18 months, and we sometimes say it's not just a job here, it's an adventure. So it's not the pretty side, but to me it's the most profound side because I get to interact with some of these guys who served in some of the places that most people are familiar with, and not just Vietnam, but Desert Shield, Desert Calm, Desert Storm, Grenada, Lebanon, and everything in between. So I'm just very fortunate to be in the position that I am in to share with other veterans that, you know, there's life after, and we struggled, but most of us are rocking and rolling today. We're the voice for those who won't have an opportunity to share some of what I'm able to share with you and your audience today.
What are the veterans that you're working with? What do they most need?
Well, for the most part, they need a place where they can come in and just kind of stand down, as we say, settle down, and know that they're here among their brother veterans, and there's that spirit of camaraderie that exists. So they need everything from housing to gainful employment, immediate access to the VA healthcare system. And in my opinion, it seems that we ought to be first in line for those things, housing, jobs, healthcare, et cetera. So we are in a position where we watch these veterans basically pull themselves up from the abyss of problems and get back out into society as positive, productive citizens. So here we offer everything from healthcare through Eastern Michigan University, legal through University of Detroit, Mercy School of Law, We have a vet rescue program for those veterans who are chronically homeless, who you may typically see on the street corners, panhandling. We think that's a national disgrace for anyone who served this nation to be out there and having to resort to that. So we provide a safe, secure environment for them to collect their thoughts, regain their stability, experience what it's like to be in this environment, and then we watch them excel and move forward from there.
Tyrone, tell us the story of how you wound up becoming the CEO of the Michigan Veterans Foundation.
Oh, it was a long, dusty road. Actually, I'm a licensed social worker, so my background is working with homeless folk. I started out in the Cass Corridor, which is now known as Midtown, doing street outreach from 3 a.m. until 6 a.m. in the morning. We were basically going out looking for the old street people and offering a safe haven of sorts. We call it the public inebriate program. So I did that up until 1998. I crossed paths with another Vietnam veteran in 1995 when Detroit was putting together a project called A Home for Every Detroiter. And I met a wonderful individual, Toby Geibick, who was 4th Infantry Division. And we just clicked from there. I took a seat on the board because the organization had went under. We brought the organization back, petitioned housing and urban development, got some brick and mortar dollars, and we built our first facility on Park Avenue, 2770 Park Ave. And as we got closer to opening our doors, I sent some of my key staff over to help Toby get this thing up and running. I spent a great deal of time there and got so excited about it, I resigned from Neighborhood Service Organization and took a job at the foundation in those days as the Associate Executive Director.
And how did you come to become the Executive Director?
Unfortunately, Toby Geibick was still haunted by some of the demons from the war. I'll say it like that. You know, the intrusive thoughts and the like, and committed suicide. And so I was thrust in that position. I had no idea where he had left off with anything. So I spent a great deal of time in his office just trying to get a handle on things. And ultimately, I was able to do that because I did come from a social work background and having run nonprofits in the past. So
you picked up the torch.
Yeah, I picked up that torch. And we like to think that, you know, we're a whole new and exciting organization now because we've really created a multi-service system where it's kind of like one-stop shopping. If we can't get her done, I can't think of any other group that can. So we're a program for veterans run by veterans. And I think that means a lot because some of the vets look up to me as their hero and say, hey, I get a little choked up here. Chapman's a Vietnam veteran and he's one of us. And, you know, look what he's doing. So it's amazing.
And you're going to be among the vets sharing stories tomorrow evening at Fisher House, Michigan's Stories of Service. These are vets ranging from World War II up to present day, talking about their service. And it will be Wednesday the 6th at the Michigan Theater from 7 to 9 in downtown Ann Arbor. You can get tickets at the door, although there is no charge for veterans or service members. But it's important to note that all proceeds benefit Fisher House, Michigan, which wants to provide a home away from home where military and vet families can stay at no cost while someone they love is getting treated at the VA hospital. So it's certainly, I'm sure, a cause very near and dear to your heart, Tyrone Chatman.
Absolutely, it is. And I'm so looking forward to it. You know, there's a wave of patriotism now that exists, and I'm most appreciative of it. And to me, it's extremely appropriate and long overdue. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Tyrone Chatman, thank you for what you did in Vietnam and what you've been doing for veterans in Michigan since you became involved and now the CEO of the Michigan Veterans Foundation. It was great to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate the opportunity. So have a great day.
After the break, what are prisons for? We'll hear from State Corrections Director Heidi Washington.
The focus on the future, the focus on not letting the thing that you did define the rest of your life, and rather focusing on turning prison time into productive time.
More from our series, Life on the Inside. That is after the break.